What's up, y'all? Ike's Boom Boom Room coming at you live, emergency podcast style. Like, share, subscribe. If you're not watching on YouTube, you are on either Apple Podcast or on Spotify. Go ahead and give me a follow. I appreciate it. If you want to see some visuals, I am also on YouTube. Holla at your boy. Last podcast, we spoke about the Switch 2. I saw the reveal, spoke about it, gave my thoughts, talked about why I wasn't excited, why the internet wasn't excited. Can't wait to talk about it full steam after the Nintendo Direct. I will be doing a podcast with my boy Eric, Gamer Dad. I probably got his name wrong. He's going through a bit of a rebrand. Shout out to him. Here is his page. Go give him a follow. He will be here in April, so get to know him before he arrives on the podcast and makes his debut. But enough of that. What are we talking about? We are talking about PSN. Hey, did you settle in after work last night? After a grueling week? After all the horrific and terrible news of the last 30 days, did you come in with all that on your shoulders and crack open a beer, rolled something up, press that little PlayStation button, wait for that satisfying beep, that beep, and log on, maybe want to play some Marvel Rivals, and guess what? You can't. You can't. Why? 'Cause PSN is down. And for how long? It's still going. We don't know for how long. This is history repeating itself. And it is part of a greater United States issue. And that is going to be the podcast topic of today. It's going to go into places you would not expect. And I have a limited time to do it because my girlfriend is on the way. So I am just going to follow the show notes. Who, what, where, why, and how? Who? Sony. What? Network down. When? 12 plus hours ago, going on 16, 17 at this point. Where? We're waiting for word from this. PlayStation, everybody noticed it before any kind of initial announcement, Twitter, anything goes down. You look under the latest tab, you put in your topic, and you'll see such and such is down, blank is down. Well, you got a bunch of those, and the only people to respond to this was the Ask PlayStation handle on X, not even the actual PlayStation handle itself, not Sony, not none of that. They say, "We are aware some users might be experiencing some issues with PSN. For more details, you hit the status link." And the status link is not working right now. So, why is this happening? Your guess is as good as mine. Let's just look at some of the reactions as that people are having to PlayStation being down. It's insane. PlayStation players checking Twitter every 5 minutes to see if PSN servers are up. You got Bill Cosby doing one of my favorite things he's ever done, that look over the shoulder reaction. Somebody driving through the dealership, rolling up to Sony headquarters to fix PlayStation Network myself. Xbox MFs taking the chance to say, "Should have gotten an Xbox while PlayStation Network is down. Bitch, F you and your shit box." And that's what I'm saying, man. Are we really having fanboy wars at this? This is part of a greater issue. All gamers united should be like in arms about, but we're not. We're blinded by the entertainment. And that's part of all I want to talk about. But we'll get there when we get there. I have show notes to follow. Okay? My thoughts on this whole thing, my reaction, not the internet's reaction, my reaction. I'm not surprised. I'm nice and jaded. I've lived through all of this tech kerfuffle. I've lived through it all. Maybe if this was 10, 15 years ago, this would be shocking, but 10, 15 years ago is when it originally happened. These corps don't care about you guys. You guys are having fandom wars talking about Microsoft versus Sony, Xbox versus PlayStation, and they don't care about you. They're making money off of you while you're like defending into the death, swords drawn. You know that meme of the guy, "Don't, don't talk about my corporate media. I'm defending the corporate media to the, that's you guys. That's always you guys. But like I said, this is history repeating itself. This is 2011 all over again. The 2011 PlayStation Network outage, sometimes referred to as the 2011 PSN hack, which was the result of external intrusion on PlayStation Network and Curiosity Services, which I guess is the backbone of PSN, in which personal details from approximately 77 million accounts were compromised and prevented users of PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Portable consoles from accessing the service. The attack occurred between April 17th and April 19th of 2011, and Sony had to deactivate PlayStation Network servers April 20th, and the outage lasted for 23 days. This is now easily, today is going on 16, 17 hours. This is easily the second worst occurrence of this. This is the second worst, easily. This is already in history. This is going to have its own page, just like the 2011 incident does. So you see how long it took. It took so many freaking days, and it took so long for them to even acknowledge that something happened. I forget how long it took. They acknowledged it on the PlayStation blog, and then the following day, they asked for customers to be patient. But certain games weren't allowed. Like you couldn't stream off Netflix. Some could, some couldn't. On April 26, 2011, Sony explained on a PlayStation blog why it took so long to inform PSN users of the data theft. They said there's a difference in timing between what we identified. There was an intrusion, and we learned of customers' data being compromised. We learned there was an intrusion April 19th and subsequently shut down the services. We then brought in outside experts. They had to bring in outside experts to help us learn how the intrusion occurred and to conduct an investigation to determine the nature and scope of the incident. It was necessary to conduct several days of forensic analysis, and it took our experts until yesterday to understand the scope of the breach. We then shared that information with our consumers and announced it publicly this afternoon. So best believe that this exact same thing is going on behind the scenes right now, and we can only pray and hope and pray that Sony learned something from 2011 and already have a process for this, a protocol for this, and can identify this way faster than they did initially. But given the fact that it's been as long as it has been, almost 24 hours, and we haven't heard an official word, a blog post yet, proves to me that they haven't learned anything, because the communication is just as shit now as it was then. And it's like, nobody learns anything. Nobody cares about the consumers. We are just crops to be plucked. And we're always going to be set up for plucking. And we're always going to bear fruit. And they don't have to worry about it. I remember when this initially happened. I don't even think I had a PS3 at the time. I don't think I was rocking with the PlayStation Portable. I think I was fully Xbox at the time. But this happened in 2011. I was 21 years old, or about to be 21 at least. And this is way before Cambridge Analytica popped up into the consciousness, into the sphere. And, data, all your data from Facebook was just available to people to buy and purchase and learn how to further shill products to you. So this was unprecedented. This was like the biggest data breach in memory up to that point. And I, was shocked. I was like, man, it can't get any worse than this. And oh boy, has history proven to me how wrong and naive I was, and how much faith I had in the populace to be up in arms about situations like this. The more it happened, the more frequently it happened, however, people cared less and less, to the point where they don't care if they give up their data. They don't care if they upload their face into an AI processor to spit out an image that's popular on TikTok so they can join the trend, not knowing that they're giving up their identity to advertisement that can be used 100 years from now when they're dead and their grandchildren are looking at them at their fucking, maybe it's Maybelline box, going, isn't that great, grandma? Yes, that's great, Grandma. We're not getting any money. At least Aunt Jemima was getting money until we were outraged enough to take her off the box. Happy Black History Month, by the way. We are going so deep this episode. Let me stick to the show notes. But it leads me to my greater point, the greater issue that the U.S., the United States, us, are facing. We live in an oligarchy. Where we are not valued. We are just crops. We are just money. We are dollar signs, dollar bill, y'all. And, you know, we don't have to be pleased individually. We don't have to be watered with the best water. We don't have to be, you know, buried with the best soil. We don't have to have the best sunlight. You bring in that artificial sunlight. You know, you use a product with nutrients and vitamins and minerals to live. Bring in that slop, baby. Can you live off slop? Will you die if that's all you're fed? No. Will you still produce money? Fine, that's what we're giving you. Soil, what about shit? What about shit from the dog? Can you grow? Can you fertilize off that? Then forget the best soil in the world. Are you crazy? Can I get more money by not using these things to enrich and make the best product? Or can I give the shittiest stuff and bring in like 12 cents profit by doing so and still get the same amount of money I would from this money tree? What do you think these corpos are choosing? And we're just too blind to see it. We're too busy having fanboy wars, console wars, and big old 2025, we're having console wars, bro. Like, I know the kids, this is a kid thing. This is generally what the kids do. My generation did it, so why would I take that away from the other generation? Things are dire, man. It's not just the gaming industry. It's all over the place. We live in an oligarchy of tech bros. So, like, the same people who own and have stock in Sony and Microsoft and stuff, they're the ones who are running the world right now. So it far extends beyond, like, you know, fanboy console wars. It's becoming part of, like, the red tie, blue tie thing, and it's like green tie, blue tie. Did y'all hear that? That was Nintendo letting me know I have Pokemon packs to open. I'm talking right now. I was getting ready to say red tie for Nintendo too. See, they got my phone bugged. We're fine with hacks every day. We're cool with that. It's just commonplace now. It just happens. AT&T data breaches, whatever. They, you know, if you sign up for a action class lawsuit, it's up to you. It's your responsibility to sign up for that. No matter if you were affected or not, you get a little cash payout and you forget about it. Forget it, set and forget. Identity theft is just commonplace now. Listen, I probably shouldn't even say this right now. The IRS thinks I'm dead, and they've thought this for like years now. I couldn't even get my taxes done. I couldn't even get my passport for a time, and I had to write this lengthy thing to the agency. I missed a business trip, and I had to get it done for another business trip so I could make it with my baby to London. And I thought I had it all solved after I got my passport and wrote this lengthy thing, but then I went to go do my taxes last year, and they said I was dead and I couldn't do my taxes, and I had some money coming back to me, and I'm getting forms saying that I don't exist, and they need to send it. So my family needs to send this because I'm no longer alive, so I have to go do this all over again. Like, this is just what it is, yo. The powers that we put our money into, our lives into, they just don't work for us anymore. They don't work for us anymore, okay? Identity profit. You know what I mean by identity profit? I'm giving my identity right now to YouTube. Other people, these influencers, some give themselves to Instagram. Some run meme pages. Some are very popular on X, so they give their identity to X. And Elon Musk, another tech bro, who is at the tippity top of the iceberg of this whole thing. And what do we get in return for that? half-working products, subscriptions over ownership. I'm going to give that one to you again. Half-working products, subscriptions over ownership. You know what that sounds like? Renting over ownership of a house. Are you following the, are you see what we're doing here? Hiked up inflation. All these other publishers are begging Rockstar to make Grand Theft Auto 6 $100 so that they can now do that. But listen, I don't want to big up Rockstar because all these games come out and then there's something wrong with them. Even I believe, you know, so much history and time has been removed from when Grand Theft Auto 5 first came to the Xbox and PlayStation 3 that I don't even recall if there was a day one patch, but they've had so much time to polish that game, so it better be that great. It better be it should be worthy of a jacked up price if it's working on all bells and whistles and has had this long of a production time. But that does not mean you publishers can continue to give out slop and we pay more. Or will we? Will we be fine with that? We're already fine freaking having to pay for an extra screen or membership on Netflix to watch, to not password share anymore. I thought that we would rise over that horseshit, but we haven't. We didn't. So maybe we will just take the Vaseline and have that shoved in our booty holes. Maybe we will. What else do we get? We get DLC. You know, we're fine with DLCs. We get remake games. We don't even get new ideas anymore. We get advertisement in games. If you pause something on a streaming service, a whole ad pops up and takes over the screen. We get loot boxes. Remember when loot boxes were gambling? Do you know how Bellatro is over 8? This Peggy gave it an 18 plus rating, but you can buy a game like Fortnite for free. And there's maybe not Fortnite. I don't know if Fortnite does loot boxes anymore, but if you can buy a game, E for Everyone loot boxes, that's actual gambling. Bellatro is poker, but it's not gambling. Gambling, but of course it is, because gambling is commonplace now in the United States. We've allowed this degeneracy. We've allowed for it. And now I believe if you have a FanDuel account and you want to up your subscription, you can get a better deal on your bets. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? What? And we eat it up. We just eat it up, bro. We just eat it up. We get social media out of all this and get distracted over the entertainment instead of the truth. That's what this all is. If it's feeding our degeneracy, the instant gratification, we're fine with it. And that's what PSN is right now. They don't give a shit. They didn't learn anything. We're just fine with this. Like I said, we give our personalities to apps and then we come home like people tried to do last night and give our time to more apps, to PSN Network. They're asset stripping our brains, our time. The least they can do is polish the product and not make us feel like batteries, like the Matrix or something like that. AI is taking over entire industries, upheaving jobs while spending billions to create this market, while China spends millions instead and does it better. And now these tech bros are in cahoots with the government. So if they're treating us, the gamers, this bad, and now they're in government, how bad do you think it's going to get for everybody else, including us? Meme coins rule the world. You can only rent your home. You can only rent your content. Do y'all see what's happening here? It's techno-feudalism. That's all this is. All right. That's okay. I gotta go. This is Ike's Boom Boom Room. This is the emergency podcast. Shout out to Wisecrack and Internet Today for keeping me sane. I learned the word techno-feudalism just yesterday or the day before. I'll link the video where I learned that from. I'll link Internet Today. Shout out to Elliot and Ricky for keeping me in the loop with all the news going on with the tech bros. What are y'all going to do? What are we going to do, huh? You're just going to take it. When they fix it, what y'all going to do? Complain on social media and then log on. And that'll be the end of it. Right? You wouldn't be mad at Sony, you'd be mad at yourself. That's my time. Subscribe, like, subscribe. It's not this dire and dour all the time, I promise.